Okay, we are on Brachas Daf Tezvav Yerushalmi. We are Tezvav, again, this Masechta is a Shiur sponsored by the Elman family. Lili Nishmas of Yehuda Rabbi Chiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Basra B'chaya Masha Fegelman, Rav Gershon Leva Bar Lebez Yuel Rubin, Basha Basra Binyamin, Rubin Aleim Mashalom. So we are on the middle of a question. Middle of a question here on Daf Tezvav, Amid Aleph. We'll start with the second line, but remember, what is our question? We had Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa came to Eretz Yisrael, and Kisalak Lahacha, the Mishnah said, he saw people that were whispering, bending down and whispering during the time of Modim. And he didn't know what was going on. So he asked the Gemara, what he didn't know about what we call Modim Durabanan, the Modim of the rabbis, right? We have all of these different versions of Modim Durabanan. So how could he not... how could he not know? Right, and we're in the middle of listing off all of the modem derabanans. Each one of these do not sound familiar yet, but we'll see. So we're in the middle. We're in the second line. Bar Kapara Amar. Bar Kapara's modem derabanan. The modem that he added in was Lecha Kriya Lecha Kafifa. To you deserves. We should deserve to bend. Right, all of these are different lashonos of bending. Lecha kafifa, lecha hishtachavaya, lecha bericha. That's what we had yesterday, the difference between bericha and kriya. There was some type of moving of the limbs, and it might have been even a dangerous way if one doesn't know how to stretch properly. Ki lecha tichra kabera ki shava kalashon. Right, we know that from Aleinu. And again, every physical bending is obviously not just physical. Every emotion that we do symbolizes something. And Yadus is not just about the physical outward motions, but it's what it means, what it reflects, what it reflects. Lecha, right? There's a medrash, I think, in Kisavo. Hakol b'schus hishtachavaya. That's the only mitzvah that it has as an inherent part of it. Hishtachavaya is bikurim, havas bikurim. So there's a medrash there that says everything is b'schus hishtachavaya. And of course, four or five things. So what, just because for bending? No, but it's what hishtachavaya symbolizes and means, the lowering of oneself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would guess that each one of these, though we don't know exactly what each one is, but kriya, bricha, hishtachavaya, kfifa, right, they're all different types of lowering ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lecha Hashem HaGadula V'Gabura V'Tiferes V'Hanitzach V'Yahod. Right, we have all of these Lashonos to you, Hashem. Of course, the Maharal's Svarim are all based on this Pasuk. Right, he has Gvuras Hashem and Tiferes and Netzach and all the Svarim. Ki Yichol B'Hashem V'Aretz Lecha Hashem HaMelecha V'Mistaseh Lecha L'Rosh V'Yosher V'Kavim Milfanecha. Right, the Pasuk we say in Vayivarech David every morning. Right, the Minog of the Arizal to give Tzedaka right at this moment when you say all the riches are yours. V'Yatamosha B'Kol U'V'Yadcha Koch L'Gvura U'V'Yadcha L'Gadel L'Chazek L'Kol V'Tah Hashem Elokeinu Modim Anachnu Lach. That's why it's there. U'Mahalom L'Sharet V'Artecha B'Kol Leiv V'Kol Nefesh Mishtachavim. Right, we act and we motion to you with all of our body and soul. Kol atzmosai tamarna Hashem mi chamocha. And with all of our essence, kol atzmosai tamarna Hashem mi chamocha, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, matzil ani mechazak mimenu, you save the poor from the one that was stronger from him, va'ani ve'evyo mi goes low, baruch ad Hashem, kel ha'oda'os. Also, all of these have Shem Hashem and a real bracha at the end of it. So question mark. So we have all of these modim derabanans. How could Rabbi Yosa not know this? Right, that last pasuk calls the kolatz by said tamarna is the marker for the idea of shuckling, of when a Jew's whole body is involved. Right, there's no obligation to move, but that's what we do. That's what we do. We shuckle, right? We sit down by a sefer or a siddur, we start shuckling. That doesn't really happen when we sit down by a newspaper or by a magazine, right? It's just that we start. So some of the Bali machshava say that shuckling itself is a key of this pasuk, kolatz by tomar. Now that's quoted, but also that it's the balance of ahava and yira, that we're constantly in a state of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every time we go further, we go forward, that is ahava Hashem. Every time we go back, it's yira Hashem. Ahava yira, that's what our life's about. Right, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah in the beginning of Parak Beis, where he talks about as you look around at the world and you see everything, we are both awed and inspired. right? And it brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it brings us more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the only relationship that we can have as in that goes in both directions at the same exact time. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos, also talks about Ivdu as Hashem Beyira, Ivdu Hashem Besimcha, we have that pasuk, and Ivdu Hashem Beyira. The Gemara there also talks about this in the beginning of the fifth parak, Daf Lamed in Brachos, where he says, every other relationship, it's either running towards or running away. And even if one has a love-hate relationship, it's not at the exact same time. Sometimes it's love, sometimes it's hate. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the exact same moment that we're going towards, we're going away. Right? And that's the idea of movement. Movement, moving forward, moving back. And that's the idea of moving when we daven. Matzal, and that's the Kol HaTzmo Sai Tomarna, this pasuk. One other important ha'ara, and that is, we know, Modim Durabanan is the only time during Chazaras Hashatz that the Tzibor says something more than Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, and Modim. Right? Why can't we just listen? Right? The rest of Chazaras Hashatz, we know that, right, why it was Mesukan for the Am Shebesad, those people who didn't know. So we listen. And Rav Soloveitchik has the idea, which Beis Hashem will mention at some point in this Pesachta, about the difference between Tefillah Bitzibur, which is the silenced one, Esrei, and Tefillah Hatzibur, which is the Chazin's repetition, which is the Karban Tamid, Vechulu. But why do we have to say, add something in ourselves? So the Abu Draham, we mentioned the Abu Draham a couple of days ago. Remember, he was the one that came up with all of the Aseres HaDibros in the first Parsha of Kriya Shema. Says the Abu Draham here in Pesh Kuf Tezvav, Ukshagiya Shat Lamodim, Vekorea, Kala Am Shochin, Vomrin, Hoda'ak Tana, Hamatchelas Kemoke Bemodim. We'll get to that, where we also say Modim. She'ein Derech Ha'eved, Lohodos Larabo, Vilomarlo, Adoniata, Ayide Shliach. You can't say thank you with a Shliach. Right? You can't say thank you by proxy. Right? Thank you needs to be personal. Elakal Adam Sarach Lakabel Befiv Omachoshemayim. Vimikabal Ide Shliach Eno Kabala Gemura. Shiuchal Hakish Velomar Lo Shalachtiv. Aval Besharat Vila Shi Bakasha Yochol Tvot Sarach Ide Shliach. You want to ask for something for somebody, you can send the Shliach to ask. But for Modim, you got to say that yourself. There's no regards. You know, say thank you for me. Right? No. That has to be personal. Okay, so we're back to the question of the Gemara. So how did Rabbi Yosef not realize this? He saw them bending down and whispering, right? So how do we understand that? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yudin Nagin Rabbanan Amrin Kulhon. These rabbis, when he came there, he saw them saying all of them. All of these nuschos, so it took them a very long time. That's what he was surprised about. Ve'ista amen, Rabbi Yosef himself, oh, hadohadi, he said one, he said the other. That's why he wasn't wondering that they were saying something. He knew they were saying motim drabana, but he didn't think they were taking so long. So therefore, that was his surprise in his coming. Good. Tani, the Brisa continues, when we say motim, uvilvad shalo yeshuach yoser midai. We shouldn't bend too much. What does this mean? Machlokes in the Mefarshim. What exactly does it mean? Does this mean not to bend too much? Is this a general statement of whenever we bend in Shmona Esrei? It's talking about the Modim one, but it applies to every time we bend. The twice at the beginning of Shmona Esrei, we shouldn't go down too far. Right? Because it looks, it'll bring people to stare at us. Mechzi Kiyuara. That's what the Mahara Fulda says right here. Yoser Midai Adila Elkoi. This is referring to what we said earlier, that we had yesterday's da, bracha shoshochin bohen. We had the brachas that we bend in. Al zeka amar atana, ubevachal yeshuach yoser midai, klomer ad haaretz. Don't go so far down and bring undue attention to yourself. People will look at you and say, how far is he going down? You're not stretching before a run, right? You're going down and you're showing your kfifas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one shot. The other idea, though, is maybe it's specifically talking about modim here, that when we go down by modim derabanan, it shouldn't be as far down as the other times we bend in Shmona Esrei. Because this isn't really a takana part of the din derabanan where Chazal told us when to bend down, right, the four times in Shmona Esrei, beginning of the end of Avos, beginning of the end of modim, when we say the silent Shmona Esrei, when we bend by modim derabanan, it's not the same. We shouldn't bend like the Chazan bends by modim. And that's how the Rambam seems to understand it. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam says, Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, The Omer, the Rambam here, is talking about what we do, what the Tzibur does during Chazaras Hashatz. The Omer Kedusha Bebracha Shlishis. The Kivishig Yeshle Tzibur the Kedusha Yesh Rishus. Interesting lashon. Once the Chazan gets Kedusha, then you have Rishus to go back to your place and say Kedusha. As if when you take the three steps back, we're supposed to wait there. When he gets up to Kedusha, Yesh Rishus Lekalechar Echar Lachso Lamakom Shomabo Bitfila. Shiagi Yeshle Tzibur Lamodim, Vikorea Kol Ha'am, Shochin Ma'at. When you say modin derabanan, bend a little. V'lo yishcho yosemidai. That's where the Rambam quotes it, in that context. Why? V'omrim, and then he quotes the modin derabanan that we're familiar with. If you look in the Beis Yosef, through the Beis Yosef, discussed this Rambam, what exactly, again, and the two different pshatim, the Bach of the Beis Yosef and Kuf Chav Zayin, discuss what the Rambam means. The tour quotes the Rambam and thinks that the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi. Right? The tour knew the Rambam and knew the Yerushalmi. Right? The cause of a Rambam. V'lo yeshucho yosem idai. V'eino mashma kein be Yerushalmi. Why? The Isa hasam. Right? There's, it sounds like, as we're going to get to in a few minutes, that there was some chazanim that bent too far and they were removed from their position by the rabbi of the shul, as we will see in a few minutes. So that sounds like it applies to the Chazan, not to everybody else, not being like the Chazan. So the Tur understands that this Rambam is against the Mashmas of the Yerushalmi. Right? Mashma, as we'll see the story soon, Dekoy Dafka Ashliach Tzibur. Deloshayach Havare Ela B'Shliach Tzibur. The Beis Yosef says, I don't think the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi. I think he got it from the Yerushalmi. But there are different ways to understand. And it could apply maybe to both. It could apply to everyone else if they're just, as we just said, as if you go down too far. And it could apply here too. Why shouldn't everybody else go down at the same level as the Chazins? That's what the Bach says right here. The Bach, Rav Yoel Sirkis, Kivan she'ein atzibur chayavin achshav likroa, ve'ein anshochin ela kedei. Why does the tzibur go down now? Not because it's a real part of the takana of kriya, but ela kedei shelo yeinirin kekofrin b'mishlech tzibur korei elo. If the tzibur is going down and he's saying modim, we don't want to be pure like kofrin, like we reject what he's doing and we don't agree. That's why no matter what we're up to, even if you're not up to right, we're supposed to go down a little bit, right? And just like when the whole Tzibur is saying Kriya Shema, we're supposed to cover our eyes. We're not supposed to be doing things different than the Tzibur. So that's the only reason. L'fichach hizhiru chachamim shelo yu shochen ela ma'at, kidei sheyedu, she'ein b'shchia zu chi of gamur, ela kidei shelo yu nirin kekofrin. V'tam zeh, right, that v'chudla, that's what he says. That's what the Beis Yosef also goes through, working out the Rambam relating to both of these halachas, both not going down too deeply always, and also by the tefila chazaras hashatz, the rest of the tzibur not going down as far as one usually goes by bowing. Good. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ubilcho shelo yavid kaden chardona. As long as you don't go down like the chardona. The chardona is some type of animal. I saw a ferret, a weasel, some type of little animal that when they bend, their head is straight up. Their head is straight up. No, that's you don't do. That's arrogance. Ela kol atzmosai tomar nashim yichamocha. When we go down for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go down. Milsa dechanan barba pliga. Rav Chanan barba argues on this. Dechanan barba amalachavra, he once said, Neymar lechon milsa tava. Let me tell you something good. The chamis l'rav avid that I saw Rav did the amrite kumi Shmuel, and I said this in front of Shmuel. I told what I saw in front of Rav. Come and ashakapumi. He gave me a kiss. He was so excited about this thought. Baruch ata shocheach. When you say baruch ata, you are bent over. Ba lahaskir es Hashem. When you're ready to say Shem Hashem, zokeif. Then one raises up. Shmuel Amar, so that's the what he heard from Rav, and he was very excited to repeat that. What exactly does this mean? If you look at in the reading from the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, Baruch Ata Shocher, Kishabalish Chos Betchila, Bracha Ubisofa, Lo Yishcha Kishomer Es Hashem, Ela Baruch Ata Shocher. You're bending Baruch Ata, V'agav Urcha Shamina Shemuter Lashmia Kolo, we'll get to that. That is the emphasis of what he's trying to say. That Baruch Ata is bent down, and Bala Hasker, and when you sing Shem Hashem, one stands up. Shmuel Amar, when Shmuel hears that, Ana Amris Taima, I have the reason, I thought the reason is Hashem Zokev Kefufim. When you say Shem Hashem, that's when you're standing. That's the pasuk, right? Most of the Birchas Hashachar that we have is based on a pasuk, right? Hashem Zokev Kivufim, right? That's a pasuk, and in Tehillim you have it Hashem Pokei Achivim, Hashem Zokev Kivufim, Oev Sadikim in Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav. So Shmuel says, right? You say it's a sar. I say it's based on a pasuk. Amar Rabbi Ami Lo Mistavra. Right, lo mistavra says what's lo mistavra. So Rav Chaim Piedetsky explains it's not mistaver that one is not bending down when he says Shem Hashem. No, but when you say Shem Hashem, he should be bent. Ella mipnei shemi nach nichazu. Another pasuk. When you say Shem Hashem nichaz, you should be bent. Amar Rabbi Avun, no. Ilo aviksiv bishmi nichazu. If the pasuk said bishmi as I say shmi nichazu, yes, that's good. Then you would have to be bent when you say Shem Hashem. Les ksiv ela mipnei shemi nichazu. Mipnei, which can mean lifnei, kodem, achal, his girl's Hashem, kfar nichazu. Before one says Shem Hashem, so then one bends down, but once one says Shem Hashem, then one is up. And that is what the poskim say halacha lemaisa. We bend our knees when we say Barach, we go down when we say Atah, and when we say Hashem, we're up. Hashem, zokev kefufim. Right, Hashem is that. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Maseches Brachos, also on Daf Vav, Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Vatam lios korea bibarach v'liskof b'Hashem mibnei shebishasha korea mare hapachad v'hayira sheish milafanav." When we bend, we're showing the yira and the pachad and the awe and the trepidation. Ukishe zokef mare habitachon sheyesh lo bo b'chol inyanav sheyitev elav. I lower myself, but I know Hashem is with me, right? I lower myself, but I go right up. And these feelings, says Rabbi Yona, are tali on each other. The more that we realize we are dependent, ironically, you might think the more dependent, the more scared, the more we realize we're not ourselves, but then the more nechama we have, and the more bitachon that we have. Kenyan shenemar b'yiras Hashem mivtach oz. Right, the more we have that Yira Shemayim, so we have bitachon, and we have to just throw ourselves on Hakadosh Baruch Hu in terms of what we believe and how we act. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now we get to the stories that we alluded to before. Reb Shmuel Bar Nasan b'shem Reb Chama Bar Chanina Ma'isa be'echad sheshachach yoser midai ve'aviro Rebbe. Right, there was a story that someone bent down more than appropriate, and Rebbe removed him. Right, that was the question that the Torah asked. Doesn't sound like this is talking about the chazan, right? You would remove somebody on the side of the shul that's just bending down, maybe. Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hayamavar. Rabbi Yochanan also was Maavar. He removed people that went too far. Amar Le Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba Lo Havi Maavir Elagar. No, they rebuked them. They didn't remove them. Right, to remove. Right, we know from other Mishnayos and Maseches Brachos when one is removed. If you say two modims, if you take two shmas, right, there are other reasons of removal of the chazan is serious. Remember the story of Maseches Brachos about the one who stops by Balaam Alshinim, right? With his chashus of kfira, right? They could be you could be removed. But if there's just somebody's doing something a mexikiyura, so maybe that's what this opinion holds. It's not the basis for removal, but basis for ga'ara. Okay, elu brachos. We continue now. New topic. Elu brachos sheposchen ben bebarach. The following brachos start off with. Barach, right? Generally, brachas are part of the definition of every bracha. You have barach ata Hashem. You have Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Right? There are different rules about what brachas have to have. Generally, it starts with a barach. Kol brachas poschus bahen bibarach. V'im ha'isa bracha smucha lechaverta. But if there's a bracha that's literally next to its friend, if there is a series of brachos smucha lechaverta, kigon kriyashma v'tfila. Ain poskin ben bebarach, right? If it's smucha lechaverta, it does not start with a barach. That's why in the morning, right? Ava rabba doesn't start with a barach because we piggyback on the previous bracha, right? We piggyback major machlokas rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos. Are we piggybacking on the end of the first bracha or on the beginning of the first bracha? Right? There's a barach ad Hashem yotzer or revorech hoshech, barach ad Hashem yotzer amoros. So the next bracha, this is machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. In brachas and in psachim, whether we're piggybacking on the first oh, we're piggybacking on the second. But we do that, and we can do that not just with one bracha, right? We do that afterwards with Vyatsiv and at night with Hashkivenu, right? It's even if you have Shema in the middle, that's not considered a hefsik, but that is the principle of brachas lucha lechavertas. This is a huge topic. If you look in Tosfos in Maseches Brachas on Daf Mem Vav, Tosfos goes through 20 examples. Where we have brachas mucha lechavrata in the seventh paragraph of Maseches Brachas, he says, "V'halacha hasidah brachas birchas asher yatzar." What do you mean? We just said in Tilos Yadayim. No, it's because asher yatzar exists outside of when we say it the first time in the morning after Tilos Yadayim. So that's why Chazal are misakein a separate bracha of asher yatzar. Einus mucha l'Tilos Yadayim. That's interesting. Even though sometimes we say it with after a bracha, we get its own bracha to Hashem because it's often said not. We have the opposite example by Tfilas Haderech. Assuming Tfilas Haderech is a bracha, there's a discussion, is it a bracha? We call it Tfilas Haderech, but we say bracha to Hashem, Shomei Tfila. But it doesn't start with a bracha, with a barach. So where is that? Because Shomei Tfila Biikaron, that bracha is in Shmona Esrei, right, where it's Smucha Lachavrata and it doesn't get a bracha at the beginning. So that's why it doesn't get a bracha even when we say it independently. That's one idea. The other idea might be that it's not a bracha, it's Smucha Lachavrata. There is the shita, though, of the Maharami Rutenberg. The Maharami Rutenberg, quoted in the Tur in Simen Kuf Yud, he was knowing to eat something on the road. He had an apple, Bari Pura ate, he took a bite, he swallowed, and then he said Tilas Haderech to make it a bracha smucha lechavrata. So that assumption, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that's often, the Maharami Rutenberg is a number of times quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, trying to cover, you know, both bases, trying to be choshesh l'chol adeyas, right? Why do we have a new fruit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, to be choshesh for the day that it's Kedusha Achas, for the Shechianu, but that is his derech. But the assumption of that Maharami Rutenberg is that A, you need smucha lechavrata by tefilas haderech. B, you could use a bracha that is totally a different theme than the context. What is a Bori Pura Eitz have to do with tefilas haderech? So number two assumption, number one that you need, number two, two different themes. Number three, your swallowing of the apple is not a hefsek. Right. If I remember, I didn't look it up again. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, I think there's Hagos Chassam Sofer. So I think he quotes Rav Nassan Adler. The Rav Nassan Adler used to make a Beri Minei B'Samim. And then, so why? Because maybe smelling is not a hefsek. Right? It's not like swallowing. So why dafka did he do a Beri Minei B'Samim in order to have that to be Yotzei? Maybe he argued on that third assumption of the Maharami Rutenberg. But again, this is a huge topic. And this is quoted again. All of the examples are quoted here. Elokai Neshama, no, that's connected to Asher Yatzar. And Tosfos says, what about, what are other ones that he quotes? Lasok B'Divrei Tzoreh, Vaha Revna, that's not a separate bracha, and even if it is, it's next to it. What about, it goes through, all the brachas, and we're not going to go through all of them now. What about the Birchas HaShachar, we say every morning, all of those, but those were originally said independently when one through the motions of getting dressed and opening up their eyes. So that's why they weren't misukan as a unit. So therefore, it stays and contains its bracha. Can you do smucha lechavrata with one person and another person? So where does that come up? Sheva brachas. We have the first Shakol Baruch Lechvodo at the beginning, because that one is said, maybe it's a different type of bracha, but that we have. So Stasis, Samech, Tesamach, and then Asher Barav. So each one of those, the ones that start off with a bracha, with a Baruch HaDashem, there's a reason for it. And the ones that don't, do not. But again, that's clearly, we're doing it, we're using Baruch HaZmuch Lechavrata, using more than one person. Okay, there's a lot in this sugya, but let's continue. So says the Gemara, that explains the Birchas Kriyashma that we are involved in. Hey, Sivir, Birmiya, Hare Geula. Oh, Hare Geula. What is this question? See these two words, Hare Geula? I have no idea what it's talking about. But we look Baruch Hashem in the Mefarshim. Geula. In the days of the Gemara, there was a minhag to say at the Seder, to say a bracha on Hallel at the Seder, right? To say Ligmaris a Hallel at the Seder. And that's what, if you look in the Sefer Charedim here, he quotes from the Rishonim at the end of Masechet Pesachim. Sherev Yirmiya Savur, Shebracha Rishona, Hainu Ligmaras Ahalal, Al Shnei Prakim, Ahalalu Mevarechosa, Ubracha Achrona, Asher Gaalanu, the Chosin Begula. So we say a bracha, right, go, right, we say a bracha on Halal, then 5 minutes later we're going to say the bracha of Asher Gaalanu, Right, so why is there a separate bracha there, a bracha to Hashem, Asher Galanu v'Golas Avoseinu? So that's Rabbi Yirmiyahu's kasha. Hare Geula, the minhag was to say a bracha at the Seder. Answers the Gemara, Shanya hi. That's different. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Halel, Im Shamba, Beves HaKnesses, Yotza. That's different. Because if you hear it, in shul, what does that mean? Look at the Haredim. Ve'enam avarech ligmar. No, technically, we don't say a bracha. Right? With the Beker Adin, you don't say a bracha. Why? Because of the minhag of saying halal in shul. And if you say the halal in shul with a bracha, then you do not say a bracha when you say halal at the Seder. And that is the minhag of Bizman Hazeh. There is a machlokes between the Machaber and the Mar whether one does say halal in shul Pesach night. But either way, nobody says a bracha at halal at the Seder Bizman Hazeh. Right? Nobody says that, but again, that's an important machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, many Ashkenazim have adopted following the custom of the Shulchan Aruch as well, of saying a halal at the end of Taf Pei Zayin. End of Tapei Zayin, below Rishon Shal Pesach, Gomrin HaHalel, B'tzibur B'nima B'bracha T'chila V'sof, in Shul, V'chein B'lal Sheni Shal Shnei Yavim Tovim Shal Golias, Ramah, V'kol Zeh Einon Anogim Kim, Ki Einon Omrin Ba'alai, Lo B'Veis HaKnesses HaLakal. So Machlokes, one should follow their custom, about saying Halel in Shul. But either way, because of that, there is no bracha of Halel at the Seder, and therefore there's no issue of the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu. We have mentioned often, whenever this topic comes up, the pshat that Rav Soloveitchik gave for Rav Haigon. The Ran at the end of the Psachim quotes Rav Haigon, who asked the question, right, why is there no bracha? Why is there no bracha? You said a bracha, even if you want to say a bracha in shul, there's been a long time since then. A. B. How can we split up halal? How can we say some halal beforehand and some halal afterwards? Three. How can we be sitting for halal? Right, the halal has to be ba'amida. Three rule breakers of normal halal to this halal. So Rav Haigon, quoted in the Ran at the end of Psachim, quotes, because this halal is betoras shira and not betoras kriya. That's the language of Rav Haigon. What does that mean? We're saying this betoras shira, not betoras kriya. That's Rav Soloveitchik, quoted by many different svarim, quote, that this halal at the end of the Seder, it's at the end of Magid. It's not that, okay, everybody, get ready. Now it's time. We are obligated to say halal. And the rabbis told us that we have to say halal. No, every day in shul, okay, we are commanded. We say a bracha. It's formal. We stand up. We have to do this. But the end of Magid, the halal is supposed to be a spontaneous overflow of emotion that we can't stop ourselves. After talking about 2 hours of Maslo Begnus, Umisayim Bishvach, and Hashem took us out, and this is amazing, and Pesach Matzamar, we should just scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And saying halal would be formalizing and minimizing it. Okay, everybody. Okay, now stop. Get ready. Let's recite halal. We're not saying halal because we have to. We're saying halal because we want to. And therefore, it's a rule breaker. You could say it sitting down. You could say only the parts that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the first, the second parsha of Yetzias Yisrael. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik explained that pshat of Rav Haigon, that it's Betorah Shira, not Betorah Kriya, and that's why we don't say halal. It's even inappropriate to say halal. So you might say, you see, even separately, the halal in shul, that's betoras kriya. The halal at the Seder, that's betoras shira, and that's a different type of halal. Okay, we continue. Hesiv, again, all of these words that mean mesve, right? We had before, Hesiv, Reb Elazar Bar Yosa, Kumi Reb Yosa. Reb Elazar Bar Yosa asked his father, Reb Yosa, Vehas Sofa. What about Sofa? So why do we need a bracha at the end, v'hasofa, right, the bracha at the end of halal, you see, on the charedim klomer, birchas yihalalucha, chav v'shin iskona lakos dalet, eina basachas babarach, right, what about, why do you need a bracha at the end of the paragraph? So amar lei, shtayim heina, achas lavo, v'achas lishaavar. Again, that question of sofa, let's go with the Pnei Moshe, so I think it's a little smoother. The Pnei Moshe's pshat of Vahas Sofa is the Birchas Asher Ga'alanu ends with a bracha, ends with a bracha to Hashem. The Kasal Kadaitach to Hodah Ba'almahi, isn't it just a short, one-themed Hodah, and therefore you shouldn't need a bracha to Hashem at the end of it, just like any Birchas Ha'etz, or Birchas HaMitzvah, we said, are short. So why does Asher Ga'alanu need a Baruch HaShem at the beginning of it and a Baruch HaShem at the end of it? Right? HaSofa. And the Gemara answers to that, no, it's two-themed. It's about the past, and it's about the future. Right, if you look, we paskin, like the machlokas in the Mishnayos and Pesachim, but we paskin, asher golan v'golas avaseinu v'chol v'chulu, kein yagienu l'moedim l'golam acherim, it's about the past, it's about the future. So it's two themes, so it's considered an arucha, and therefore you would say a bracha, bracha d'Hashem, at the end of it as well. Period. Says the Gemara, hativon, harei havdalah. What about havdalah every Moti Shabbos? We make a number of brachos, and we say bracha d'Hashem on all of them, b'rei m'nei b'samim, b'rei... Or me me ha'esh shanyehi. No, that's different. The Rabbi, right? Again, Mar Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda. Rabbi Hayim Afazron. Rabbi used to scatter the brachas of Havdalah. He did not say them all right away. When he saw a candle, he said Bar Me Ha'esh. When he got Besamim, he said Bar Me Besamim. V'chozer v'kol on alkos. When we got home, he said it all again to be motzi his family. But again, he didn't put it all together, me'ikir adin, and because they're all separate, me'ikir adin, therefore one can, each one gets a baruch ad Hashem. Just look at it this way. Sometimes, if it's Tisha B'Av on Motzei Shabbos, so then we'll only say Borei Mera'esh. That'll be separately. If it's a Shabbos going into a Yontif, we won't say Borei Mera'esh B'Samim. So again, each of these show that there's a independence to each one, and therefore each one gets its own Baruch Ato Hashem. Rabbi Chia, Rabba, Haya, Mekansan. He used to put them to, he used to also put them together. Again, Me'ikar Adin, though, what they can be separate. That's why they all get a Baruch Ato Hashem. Hativan Arei Nevarech. What about Nevarech? What about Birchas Zimun? Right, we don't look at that as a bracha. We just think like Zimun is something separate, but it's called Birchas Zimun in the seventh Perek, in Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu. So why does the first bracha of benching start with Baruch Ato Hashem? And that's an easy answer. You don't always have a zimun. So, shanyehi, shem ha'yishnayim yoshim ve'ochlin, she'enan omrim nevarech. Right? You don't, say nevarech without a zimun, and therefore, you need to start off with Baruch Ata Hashem. Harei hazanes hakol, what about hazanes hakol, the first bracha, why does it end with a Chasima of Baruch Ata Hashem? Isn't it one theme that's all about thanking Hashem for the food? Kasha, so that is a question. It is one theme, and no answer is given to that question. I just want to end off with one other thought. The first bracha of benching, we know, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu, when the man fell, he wrote Hazana Sa'olam Kula B'tuvo. That's the only bracha having to do with food. Right? The other brachas were written later. Right? No Delecha was written by Yeshua Ben Nun when they crossed into Eretz Yisrael, and David and Shlomo added on the third bracha of Rachem about Binyan Beis Hamikdash and Uvenei Yerushalayim. I think we've quoted in the past the Beis Yaakov, the son of the Mea Shiloach, the Ishbitzer, the second of the rabbis of Ishbitz, who says, why is it in the first bracha of benching, we talk in third person? Who knows Sein Lechem L'chol Basar, but Tuvo HaGadol. While in the second bracha, we switch to second person, Nodeh Lecha, Al Shein Chal Tola Avoseinu. Why the switch? Right here, we're talking about this transition moment. Right, Hazanes, Baruch Hashem, Hazanes HaKol. Says the Ishbitzer, says the Beis Yaakov, because the first bracha of benching was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the second one was by Yoshua Ben Nun. And even, he says, even Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking a certain type of intense closeness of Hashkacha that you can only have in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Yoshua Ben Nun wrote that, no delecha, again, not... Obviously, he reached the highest levels that any human being could reach. But it's a certain type of personal hashgacha that only exists in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why whenever we say that Nodel Lecha, we have to think about Eretz Yisrael. We're about to say it, Eretz Chen Betov Rechava. But that's what we can think about as the 10 switches from third person to second person. Okay, we will stop here in the sugyas of Smichas Brachas Buchal Chavarta. And we'll continue in this exciting perek of Meseches Brachas Yerushalmi Perek Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.